The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Cultivating an Islamic identity has been our ongoing topic. It's a massive topic. It's a massive undertaking. And we've talked about everything from the components of an identity, from the who-ness and the I-ness, to the power of thoughts, to the mind, body, and soul discussion. We then travel to the mawane and the barriers of this identity, being this internalized Islamophobia, a fear of rejection, and of course the destructive power of doubt. That led us to two discussions. One is the need to be distinct, and one is the need of knowledge. It is important that we understand that all of this cannot be done without seeking the help of God. He's the wrapping paper in this whole gift. Turn to Him, beg Him, ask Him. I know a lot of you. There's no enmity towards God in this room. Nobody here wakes up thinking, you know, I'm going to break God's commands. Watch what I do to God. Nobody does it. Everybody has this desire to be close to God. Turn to Him and ask Him, beg Him, believe in the power of dua. Because what I'm asking all of you to do and myself to do, like I said, is a lifelong mission. And yes, you'll have ups and downs. The very nature of faith is that it fluctuates. Don't be a little bit alarmed if you have those little bit low energy days when it comes to faith. That's okay. Provided, like I said, time and time again, you don't go crashing down. I don't go crashing down. Keep it within a happy medium. So tonight, I want to look at God. We got to change a little bit of the way that we look at God. That's why I said the very basis of this discussion is Tawheed. I talked about knowledge now a couple of nights ago. Before that, I talked about certainty. We can't just rely on my madrasa when I was 14 years old. That was 1 hour, 2 hours on Sunday. Even if you go to an Islamic school, it's not enough. We have to begin to build on that knowledge and begin to live the life, the harmonization of that life together. God is telling us with this idea of fad'uhu biha, that everything that you see as different elements of me is actually one. That's actually tawheed. So yes, when I call out Ya Razik, I don't realize it, but I'm calling out Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Ghafoor, all those jamali aspects as well. He won't give us unless He loves us. He won't give us unless He respects us. He won't give us unless he accepts us. And He loves us, and He forgives us. It's not possible. He's bound by His justice. Nothing is arbitrary in the world of Allah. It's not like, okay, by chance, let me give Asad Jafri today. No, He's a merit-based God. Nothing is given to you based on your last name, your first name, Sayyid, non-Sayyid, this and that. No one's going to ask you in your grave what your last name is, I'm sorry. Or if you write Sayyid on your passport form or not, I'm sorry. I don't want to upset anybody. You have to earn that. I have to earn that. If that's the case, then yes, the very thing you're asking for is wrapped by His love. That's why the ulama say that eventually now, everything absorbs into His jamal. It's a matter of us looking at God as one entity. There are things that are, you know, that are part of the essence, right? I mean, I used to ask, you know, one passion of mine is teaching. I love teaching. I love it more than the pulpit. Give me a whiteboard, give me a marker, I'm very old school, and I'm in my element. And this discussion on Tawheed, whether it's, you know, my Sunday school students that I have that are 12 years old, 13 years old, or sometimes I teach, you know, a little bit older. I always ask them the same question. Can you make sugar salty? Can you make sugar salty? Can you? Bashir, right? Can you make sugar salty? Can you make salt sweet? Oh, can you make salt sweet? You can't? Why can't I add sugar to salt? Yeah. You can add sugar to salt, no problem. But don't call it salt. The definition of salt is its saltiness. You cannot remove the saltiness from the salt. You can't. That's what makes it salt. Trying to remove the NaCl equation, and remove the Na, remove the Cl, you can't do that. Once it's mixed, it's mixed. Sometimes I think people like me try to separate these things from God. We can't. As much as you've convinced yourself that my bias of God is something negative, I'm telling you that even that negative has a positive built into it. Don't let Shaitan infiltrate. There are some of you now who want to be accepted by God and you feel like He doesn't accept me. And that's a disrespect to God. I think sometimes that God wants to punish me. And flat out He says in the Quran, مَا يَفْعَلَ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. What would I gain out of punishing you? Do you think I created you to punish you? You think that's what I want to do? You think I enjoy the fact that you're going through this hardship right now? That your mother is fighting cancer? I'm up there, enjoying myself? No. But I do understand that built into this cancer fight of yours is beauty. You may not see it right away, because sometimes when we're right here in the storm, we can't see everything else, but you will see it one day. We can't allow Shaitan to enter our system and change our bias. It's one Shaitan versus thousands of prophets. One Shaitan versus 12 Imams. One Shaitan versus parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, ulama, Quran, so many. To the point the Quran says, on the day of judgment, we'll say, God, it wasn't me, it was Him. He made me do it. The guy there with the red thorns and the pitchfork over there. He's the one. Blame him. He goes, whoa. Oh, it's not. No. I suggested to you. That's it. I said, look, maybe try this. I gave you a recommendation. You accepted that recommendation. But then he says, all these thousands of perfect beings also recommended to you. Little old me now, all of a sudden, you're going to say yes to? And then blame me on top of that? That's why it's important, it's a balance. أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاسْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Worship Allah, shun shaitan. Worship Allah, shun shaitan. Two messages every prophet did. Right? لَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. Every nation we sent a prophet to, two messages. Worship Allah. At the same time, parallel to, shun shaitan. Understand your enemy. Dushman shinasi is very, very important. Recognition of the enemy is very, very important. Right? You're building a building of 20 floors on a very, very weak base. Floor 18, the building collapses. What's the point? Strengthen your base. Change the bias of God. But understand, even if you have a jalali, fearful bias of God, that can easily be turned into love and beauty. It's a matter of your vision. You know, Zulaikha is sitting there and she is talk of the town. Ridiculed by other women. You are somebody who is, you know, revered and respected. This is a slave boy of yours. Why are you chasing him around town? And she knew that no matter how much she could try to describe the beauty and the husn of Nabi Yusuf, she couldn't. So she, of course, arranges for this event with all the women. And orchestrated beautifully. At the right time, at the right moment, he is to come out and he is, of course, to bring them something, Yusuf. So they're all there, of course. Fruit is there, the knives are there. You've heard the story several times. Fruit is there, and out walks Nabi Yusuf. While they're cutting their fruit, they begin cutting their hand, mesmerized by his beauty. They can't even feel the pain anymore. Yani the jalali aspect of cutting the finger succumbs to the jamal of Yusuf. To the point where they actually look at the beautiful and are reminded of the beauty. This is not a Bashar or a man, he has to be an angel. No man is this beautiful. It's very possible that something that you think is trauma, that you think is difficult, actually it will get you to that source of beauty. It's very possible.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.